Good morning, everyone, and welcome back to the Learning to Fly podcast. I am back with one of my favorite guests, Ash Raymond James. How are you today?
Hello there. Doing good. How we doing?
I'm in pain as we do this, but you know what? I'm ready for this episode.
Well, hopefully it'll be a little bit better. Maybe I'm too optimistic.
Maybe I'm just in a weird spot, and that's fair. But I do know what question I want to kick off with. I know that you are currently in New Zealand and I'm currently in the States, and so our weather is very, very different. How does it feel getting ready to prepare for Christmas in what
Well,
I imagine is like blistering heat?
it's not feeling like Christmas, but at the same time, there are positives. Like, for example, I've got solar lights on my tree. So, like, they're just powered by the sun, right?
Okay.
Which I can't usually do because there's not enough sun. So I feel like that's a positive. I feel like I'm being, like, good on the electric, good on the environment, reusing the sun.
Cool.
But I think my trees are also struggling a bit in the heat. But I feel like I'm getting there. I'm still trying my best to be festive. Like, I just put out a Christmas zine, right? And it's very weird to write Christmas zines in the summer heat because I refuse to write anything about the heat and Christmas. So, like, in my head, I'm like, I'm just envisioning it cold. And then I'm like, how would I feel if it was cold right now? And that's what the whole zine's about, really.
I don't suggest this, but I'm gonna tell you this because I think you're the only person who's gonna appreciate this story. I had a
All
friend for a very long time who lived in Melbourne, Australia, and when it came time for Christmas stuff, he would sit in his friend's walk-in freezer because he owned a restaurant, and he would write all of his stuff from the walk-in freezer.
All right, so there's
I don't know
so I
if
need to find a walk-in freezer.
I don't know if it actually helped or not, but again, I think you're the only person who'd appreciate that. And the
Depends
level.
what's in the freezer, though, right? Because if there's too much in the freezer, I'm gonna write a whole new zine called The Walk-in Freezer,
Yeah.
and like then my Christmas, I could be like, sorry, I couldn't release the Christmas zine because it's one about steak.
That's fair. Especially because of how easily inspiration comes to you. That's a good point. We were also chatting about friends briefly, so I've got to ask, do you have a favorite friend or a favorite like storyline in Friends?
I just feel like there's this point, and this is probably going to be a controversial thing that a lot of Friends fans might get annoyed at, but I feel like there's just a part, there's like a certain storyline and a certain point, even if it's minor, where like each one of them's a dick. I'm like not, but just minorly. Like, so I just feel like, there's no real safe. I feel like they've all made their mistakes, and that makes them feel really bad at the same time. They've all had their good moments. So I feel like they're equal in that sense.
Okay.
But I always like Chandler. Come on, he's funny. But come on. But a favorite friend, I struggle with. I struggle with that.
Fair enough.
Do you have a favorite?
I don't, but I know that it's a popular question, and so I figured we'd lean into it, you know?
Yeah, because I feel like it changes too. So I recently watched like season one, and some of the characters feel almost like different characters from what they evolve into.
That's true. That's a good point. It was
So I
a
guess there's
long
that.
running show. Yeah,
Yeah, so I feel like you should ask. I feel like that should be a more stretched out question of who's your favorite character per season, which we are not going to get into right now
no.
because we don't have an hour. But yeah, like. That's a good question, I think.
That would be a good one. That would be a good one. So, speaking of your zine, I know that that's not a random question, but have you ever written a zine about karate or the Karate Kid
No.
movies? Because I could see both happening with you.
No, I haven't. But I recently wrote a poem with karate in it.
Okay.
So like, if I was to write a zine about karate, that poem would probably be in there. Because it was like, I once karate chopped a stranger in the throat.
Oh, okay.
Like, dating my ex-girlfriend, I was after we broke up. Like, that was the stuff. And it was like crazy things love has made me do, right? And that was like the first one.
Have you heard the story of how Neil Hilborn and his wife ended up together?
Haven't actually, no, I haven't.
So I'm gonna butcher this, so please go find it in Neil's words, those of you listening on the podcast, or join season whatever of Writing Circle because it's great and it starts soon. So Neil and Annie were friends, and Annie was dating one of Neil's friends at first, and the friend broke up with Annie in a poetry slam. Like, the poem was a breakup poem that she had never heard before, had never had any experience with, and it was like the worst move ever, right? And so Neil changed his entire set and wrote this poem about how his friend was a jackass and how awesome Annie was and whatever. And Annie was just like a mix of emotions, right? Because, like, what do? You've just been broken up with and flirted with in two back-to-back sets.
The whole set, the whole show is just.
And so I guess time went on, and Neil was trying to give her space, and he was really pissed at his friend, and his friend was like not getting it. And so slowly, Neil started writing all these poems that were like calling his friend out, and slowly he's writing all these poems about what he thinks of Annie. And eventually, Annie just says, "So you want to date me, huh? Let's go on a date." And it was some really stupid, really simple date, and they hit it off. And the friend was pissed, and so he continued to write poems about how Neil stole his girlfriend. And Neil continued to write poems about how it actually happened. And Annie started writing poems.
This is like a move. This is like 8 Mile, but like of the poetry slam, I feel.
Yeah, and it is really great because I've now heard this story from all three perspectives. And Annie tells it the best.
All right, so yeah, I imagine she's more of a neutral to the party, right? Like she's less leaning or less hands pointing. She just sees the truth in both sides.
So for the next random question, what? Oh, okay. Are you somebody when you decorate for the holidays? Do you do like handmade kind of decorations? Do you do like family passed down decoration? What kind of decorations do you, are your go to?
I'll put anything on my wall and I'll put anything on my tree.
Okay.
Like I have this, you can't see it right now if you're listening, but I got this deer at a market recently. Somebody was moving out of the country and they were selling their childhood and they were like, it's cheap. So like this I got this deer and it's really cute. And it's like, and now I've put them all around my house. So like, and I got like 12 of them. And like I didn't tell Sav, and I haven't told her there's more. And she keeps saying to me, "Is that the last one?" I'm like, "Yes." And like she finds another one, and she's like, "Why is there so many?" And I've just scattered. So that's how I decorate.
So it's funny
But
you
it's
say
fun.
that. I don't know if you're a TikTok person, but there's the trend of buying the like 200 little bitty ducks and hiding them all over people's houses.
Oh, that's fun. See this dinosaur?
I
It's
do.
not very Christmas.
No, it's
So
not.
this was us. So this will stay up after Christmas, but I've also got these around, and there's some goose, and there's a duck with a backpack somewhere. And he's just travel. He's on his travels
The
on
duck
Christmas.
with the backpack needs to be your version of Elf on the Shelf.
Yes, it does. But I do. I just move it occasionally, and it tells it why is it there. I'm like, oh, it's on holidays.
I love that.
So that's how I decorate my life and for Christmas with absolute chaos.
You know, there's nothing more fitting for you.
I
There's
know, but I
really
just
not.
really
Unless you could like
realized.
unless you could decorate your entire house in like tattoo inspired, like I don't know what that style is, but you know what I'm trying to like.
Yeah, I feel you.
Yes, like unless that was an option, then chaos is like as good as it gets.
Yeah, I feel like that's my style. My style is chaos, and Sam's style is very controlled. Like, we meet somewhere in the middle. And I feel like sometimes the result of that is more chaos than chaos.
That's fair.
Sometimes the middle ground is more than its extremes. And that's an interesting
Is. It is. And that is
one.
actually something that is most likely going to come up on a future podcast related to National Novel Writing Month. So stay tuned for that, people.
Oh, That's a good plug. I don't know if you can hear my occasional jingle as well, listeners. But like, if you can, it's because I'm wearing antlers and
I
a
can
cowboy
hear
hat.
it. I don't know if it's getting picked up on the podcast, but I hope it is.
Yeah, I hope so.
Okay, let's see. Random questions. It's been a minute since I've done this. If you could color in an entire coloring book with only one color marker, what marker would you want?
Oh, I'd probably have to go yellow because, like, I'm colorblind, right?
Oh, I forgot about that. I'm so sorry.
Oh, no, it doesn't matter at all. Like, so, like, I know I'm just confident with yellow. Like, because I can see some, like, people are so confused. They're like, are you red, green? Are you, I don't know what I am. Like, sometimes I see a red and I'm like, that's red. And I'm right. But, like, it has to be the, I think it's more of a shade issue. You know? But I feel like yellow is my safest, or black. Maybe I just go with the whole Wiz Khalifa on it. Just go black and yellow.
Okay.
I mean, if you don't know the song, you're not going to get the reference. But it's a good song. At least it was a good song 10 years ago.
I was
I
about
don't
to
know.
say I remember the song.
Black and yellow, black and yellow. That's it. That's the whole song. But it's really good, guys. And that you should listen to that whole album that's off. But start with black and yellow and move into it.
Alrighty.
What color would I color in a color book? Wiz Khalifa.
Now that's a zine. That's a zine waiting to happen.
My favorite color is Wiz Khalifa. There we go. That's the zine title. Done.
Okay, if you could do only rewatch three shows from now till the end, as far as reruns go, you can still watch new stuff. What would be
Whoa.
your three reruns?
New Girl. Because the show New Girl?
Yes.
Yeah, that's up there. It's tough though because there's something I love, and then, like, and I put Adventure Time up there,
Okay.
and then I'm gonna put Always Sunny up there. Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
Because, right? Oh, this is gonna get me in some trouble before people hear it. But like, I feel like New Girl might be better than Friends,
Yes.
and
Yes,
I
absolutely.
feel, I like in my head, I just feel like I don't know, like we were watching Friends yesterday, me and Sab, and I was like, "Who can you go?" Like, I don't know. I just feel like I relate more to the characters in a way. But I also say Adventure Time because there's 10 seasons, and I also say Always Sunny because there's like 15 seasons, right?
That's the only one I've never actually, like, I've heard of it, but I've never seen from your
It's
list.
got some dark humor in it.
Okay.
But it's really good. And but I would say those as reruns, partly because of how much of them there are.
That's fair.
And if they're the only ones I'm allowed to rewatch, I'm gonna need variety.
You sound so sad if they're the only ones I'm allowed.
It's a lot of pressure.
But that's a good point.
Yeah, because people might say Breaking Bad or The Wire. I know The Wire is fantastic. I know
I
that
don't.
Breaking Bad is fantastic. But how many times can you watch The Wire and Breaking Bad? Like,
I've actually
so
never seen either of those. I know Zach has seen Breaking Bad,
fantastic.
and he's a massive fan. But I've never seen either of them.
I think they're both fantastic, and you should watch them. And then you might understand. Like anything too serious, I don't think I'd put in my rewatch constantly because, yeah.
I get that. Were you gonna?
No, I almost dropped my phone.
Oh. If you. Oh, okay. I know you are part of our fabulous book club. If you could request any three books, what books would you want us to read in the future?
These are the hardest questions ever. You've just looked at me and you've just been like, what are the hardest questions I can ask anybody
Honestly, I'm struggling for questions. It's been so long
else?
since I've recorded one of these. I'm really sorry.
So you're just pulling it. All right, I think I'm gonna put House of Leaves in there, right? That isn't a poetry book.
No, it's
Like
not,
this
but that
big,
would work.
crazy book, right? But I put that in there because I want to talk with people about it, and I just feel like that deserves a discussion.
Okay.
Because that's the sort of book you need to talk about forever. So we're gonna put that in there, and then I'm gonna actually do a throw a curveball in there. I'm gonna put Clint Smith's Above Ground in there.
Oh, good choice.
Because there's this little argument that I got with that book. That book is, I don't believe the writing is superb in the sense of like Hanif. When Hanif writes, like what he writes blows my mind. But Clint Smith's Above Ground is relatively simple writing.
It is. It is.
And it's more stream of consciousness. And that sounds like a book, but it's really not. Because I cannot write anything on his level, and I do not understand it.
That's
Like
fair.
I read like Above Ground is feel seems so simple, and I don't understand how he does it. I do not get it, because it's just something I can't. And every single poem feels so warm and feels so loving, and I can't fathom it in my head. I can't sort of get, all right, so this is really easy, but I can't write it. I don't get it. So
That's
I need to
fair.
talk.
I feel like you would hate my books then, because some of them are really simple and some of them are so far away from simple, and there's really
I'm
not
not.
a middle ground in them.
But that's fine. I love like this far away from simple, and I like simple. There's nothing I really mind about that. I just feel like Hanif's so complicated sometimes. But in a good way. Like, but Clint
So
Smith's
does that
poems
mean
just
your
don't
third
hit.
book would be one of Hanif's?
Probably, probably that's like. So what we got? We got Above Ground. We got
House of Leaves.
House of Leaves. What else are we gonna put on there? You know what else deserves, like Anish Mohjani deserves a discussion, but like that's again gonna
See,
be
but
like
he's already
it's.
on my list, and you know that. So, like, we're
Okay.
good. That's coming down the line.
Yeah. All right, so this, I'm trying to think of non-poetry. I've got a lot of non-poetry books that I love, but like, I'm trying to think which would make the best discussions. Because I've sort of like some ambiguous discussions in terms of like, oh, what if this happened? So there's this book called Library at Mount Cha. I'm not sure if you ever heard of it.
I have not.
But it's absolutely bizarre and it blows my mind. I'm throwing it on the list because I think there'd be some people out there who would actually hate it. Because it's like got some bits that make you go, what the fuck is this?
Oh, okay.
But I feel like that's. So yeah, I want to talk to people about that one too, because I feel like that deserves the discussion.
How are you feeling about our current book? It's Not Magic by
I'm
John Sands.
struggling because. I'm gonna be real. I'm really struggling with it because it's so good and I keep going back and, like that love poem, the opener. I think I've read it 10 times, and I think I'm only on the fourth poem in. Like I can't stop reading them because they're so out of the ordinary that they sort of excite me in, oh, I want to write like this. So I read a poem and then I go away and write something, and then like I go back and read the first poem, and then I'm reading the first poem, and then I'm like, oh, second poem, I'm gonna read that one. So I'm getting through it and it's really good, but the struggle that I'm having is that it's inspiring me so much that I can't just read it straightforwardly. Like,
I
oh,
had
I
that
can't,
problem.
because
I
my
was
brain
reading
is.
like three poems at a time and I was annotating the shit out of them when I could.
Yeah,
I there were
I
like
know.
probably 10 poems that I didn't get to read before I broke my hand. So those are not annotated like in the usual way by my standards, But that's
Yeah.
exactly how it was. I'd read like three or four poems. I'd write all of my notes on the page, and then I would walk away and I would write a bunch of new poems. And then I would read three or four more. And I knew not to reread because I would have the same problem that you're having.
Yeah, but that's like it's really inspirational because I'm a really weird writer. Because I write a lot of weird stuff, and like a lot of my love poems are dumb, and a lot of like the work that I do is the metaphors I do are really odd. I'm quite a strange writer, and I throw random shit at people, and they're like, I don't understand what's happening, and like that's good, but like he's doing it, and it's like superb, and it's on another level of in no way that I've ever seen it done. So it's
You're
making me
gonna
want to write.
love the poem. There's one about an old trick where you could sync The Dark Side of the Moon by Pink Floyd to The Wizard of Oz.
Ah.
And so there's a poem all about that, and I feel like that is going to be 100% up your alley.
Not gonna make it.
It's at the end, though, so you have to get there.
Oh my God. All right, I'll do that. I'm gonna go lay in bed after this and read that. Just like force myself to like read this book. Like, do not write your poem. But yeah, like that's where we're at with it. Because I just was writing these Christmas poems, but put out the Christmas scene, right? And like, there's this poem. I wrote this Christmas poem in there, and it's like one of my favorite poems. But I was like, it's not going in this scene because it was such a different thing. And then it's all going normal, and then I just talk about how like this about this office Christmas party, and then it talks about like how loud it is, and then I'm sort of just like, I wonder how many words left in this too early. And then I'm like, and I'm thinking about how many birds died, and then I'm like, that's so it's such a weird line, but that's the way he writes, right? And he writes in that sort of same fashion, and that's why it's inspirational to me, because you picked a book that was right in my style.
To be fair,
This
I
is like
didn't
the
know you were gonna join. I mean, I'm happy
I
you're here,
know.
but I didn't know that you were gonna be in my audience.
Which is the worst thing you could do, though. Like, you don't pick a book that's in my style. I'm never gonna get through it. I'm gonna constantly be inspired.
Well, you'll be happy to know the next book is The Starless Sea by Aaron Morgenstern.
All right.
And I feel like while you'll appreciate it, it will be nowhere near as inspiring as this is.
That's I weirdly appreciate
You know, I get that. I really do.
that. You know? Because I've had the same problem. I don't remember her name. This is a book here by Naomi Shihab Nye. Right? And it's called Everything Comes Next, right? But what it is a child's poetry book. Right? So
Okay.
these are like children's poems. They're super easy and they're super small. And like they're just designed for like children, young adults. But it's like making me want to write a children's book.
You know, I would be so interested to see a children's book from you.
I know. Well, I have a few characters. There's a crocodile called Bob Loggin who lives in a swamp, right? And like he has every job. So like sometimes he's an astronaut. Oh, this out loud sounds weird. Like he's a detective in one story, and like he finds eggs. And then he has to like find out where the eggs came from, and then finds out they're
I
from.
really love
Like,
this, and you know what it's making me think of? And I say this lovingly. Have you seen Gilmore Girls? It reminds me of Kirk.
all right, yeah, I feel that. All
Like
right,
a kid-friendly Kirk.
yeah, all right, that makes sense to me. But yeah, that's a crocodile. Yeah, cool. All right, the meter timer came on. I don't know if you
Yes.
heard that.
So,
That's fine.
my final question for this episode
I
is
like pressure.
it's been a minute.
You don't want to see me under pressure. I'm gonna.
It's been a minute since we've been on the podcast. It's been a minute, and we've all been working on our own projects. What are you hoping to see more of on the Learning to Fly podcast?
I just feel like there should like be more poetry and more, but not no. That's less alike. You have a lot of poetry, but I mean, maybe have people read some of their work,
You know, I try.
like
And
extracts, maybe.
that might work.
Like maybe not full ones, because
That
like
might work.
I feel like that would be nice. So maybe if you just attach like Maybe you attach a recording or something to it. Maybe if you started with a reading. So then you were introduced to this style straight away, in a way?
Maybe. That might work. Or be something to play
I don't
around
know.
with, at least.
There's an idea for you.
Thank you so much for your time, and I'm so sorry about the scheduling issues, but it was great to have you back.
All right. You're currently injured, so get better.
Thank you. And hopefully Christmas feels like Christmas for you.
It's gonna feel like Christmas. It's gonna be so Christmassy over here. I'm gonna buy like an aircon unit and just sit
Oh,
in it.
yes, that's a good idea.
You know what I mean? Or I might just turn my living room into a walk-in freezer.
Or
How
buy
hard
all
can
that
that
fake
be?
snow. You know the like you add water and it
Yeah.
yes.
How can I? How hard is it to turn a room into a freezer? I'm gonna Google it and I'll get back to you.
Sounds good. Thank you so
Thank you for
much
having
for
me.
being a part of this episode, and thank
I'll
you
see you
for
very
tuning
soon.
in. We'll see you again tomorrow.